53 new singles were released on the 3rd of October 1969. We're taking information from issue number 299 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings, which any of you could have picked up at your local record store in this year. During that particular week, you may have found previous weeks hanging around on the counter still. That's how I gathered mine together over a period of, 68 till 1974, until courting days and plans for marriage and property and responsibility overtook my keen interest in music. But I am back there now in spirit, if not quite in body. Black Velvet is what we began with on Beacon Records. That was the B-side of their single Clown. We will be playing the A-side. And then it was Take Me Away, a rather prophetic song on MCA from Rubber Bucket. It would be 3-4 years before Rubber Bucket would have massive hits as Gary Glitter. That was the B-side of his single. We will play the A-side as well. But first of all, Take Me Away. Steppenwolf, they've got the right idea. On a magic carpet ride, this was the week it was released on Stateside Dunhill, SS8027, 3rd of October 69 is where we are, my friend. Let us rock.
Well, you don't know what to do.
Please Don't Fade Out There. I often wondered why they did that on that single. They could have faded it slightly earlier, that, so we didn't get that hint of more vocals. Steppenwolf, Magic Carpet Ride. We'll play the B-side next. It's called Suki Suki on Stateside. Things are getting quite interesting at the moment as we head into the progressive rock movement zone. Sadly, once again, no more reggae singles this week, but they are coming. There'll be a whole batch soon. This week, we've got singles from Yes and Mountain and Status Quo, and later this month, October 1969, we've got Jethro Tull, King Crimson, Mott the Hoople, Quintessence, and even a seminal release from Jimmy Cliff. Let us carry on with Suki Suki, Steppenwolf. Sucky, S-O-O-K-I-E, Sucky, 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 Steppenwolf on Stateside, Dunhill Records. There's been some conjecture whether this next single was indeed released. Atlantic Records 584298 is the catalogue number. The band are Yes. This is the single mix of Every Days. I say it's the single mix. It lasts 6 minutes 23. We got value for money in those days. We will hear the A-side eventually.
Look look at the sad goodbyes. Every day's killing time. Sun coming up outside. No men are born this time. Saturday's child stays home. Nothing to say, so long.
Well, 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 another day. Well, 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 another day.
Grocery store, $10. Just making change for plastic cherries. Up in a tree, jaybird, laughing at me, no word. Everyone looks, you can't see. Can't be ignored easily.
Well, 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 another day. Well, 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 another day.
Soft within the wayward things of ecstasy, the sound of trees, most anything, what a baby sees. Second gear.
Well, 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 another day. Well, 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 another day.
Soft within the wayward things of ecstasy, the sound of trees, most anything, what a baby sees.
single from Yes on the Atlantic record label, Every Days. That was the full single mix, 6 minutes 23 and now lasting 7 minutes and 7 seconds. Another B-side on Buddha Records. These are Elephant's Memory, who went on to back John Lennon. This is going to be called Old Man Willow. And then we will hear the A-side of the Yes single called Every Days.
See you.
What a revelation. What an education this is each week. Not just for you, but for me. The Elephant's Memory on Buddha Records, a single in the UK, 201067, Old Man Willow. And that was only the B-side. I think we can see why a few years later, long after the Plastic Ono Band had expired, John Lennon would choose Elephant's Memory as his backing band. I misled you a short while ago when we played Everydays, and I said we'd play the other side, which was Everydays, which is clearly a complete load of nonsense. The A side was, in fact, Looking Around. Here it is, Atlantic Records single 584298. Thank you.
pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Waiting to get at you.
Jungle Jim!
What's the name now?
Jungle Jim!
Everybody in now!
Jungle Jim!
He's free as the breeze!
Jungle Jim!
You can see him breathe through the trees!
Yeah!
You sure look lonely in that cage. Yeah, you've got it in loving rage. Oh, don't give me any of your monkey shine. Hey, look this.
Band that you did not know existed at the time in 1969. These are one of the 53 singles released on the 3rd of October 1969. We're looking at issue 299 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings, which I picked up from the counter of Camp Kin's record shop, a little tumble down store in Long Causeway, Peterborough, in 1969. Yes, I was around when I was 14 and a half years old, and I was very much into this music, but I didn't get to hear all of what I'm playing here, and I am really enjoying myself. Yeah, Elephant's Memory, Jungle Jim, that's G-Y-M, Jungle Jim at the Zoo on Budder Records. Let me calm down. Let us all calm down. Nina Simone, RCA Records, In the Morning.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
In the morning, when the moon is at its rest, you will find me at the time I love the best, watching rainbows play on sunlight, pools of water, ice cream, cold nights in the morning. Can't you imagine it? It's the morning of my life, yeah. In the daytime, I will meet you as before. You will find me waiting by the ocean floor, building castles in the shifting sands, in a world nobody understands. In the morning, tis the morning of my life, tis the morning of my life. Morning, and you've still to live your day. In the evening, I will fly you to the moon, to the top right hand corner of the ceiling in my room, and there we'll stay.
sun shines another day. Play on clotheslines and I'll be yawning till the morning of my life. The morning of my life.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
"15 miles from Memphis, I think that was the sign. I'll be driving through tomorrow just to lose a worried mind. If I reach Colorado, I won't look back where I've been. It seems so long since I have seen her, where will I begin? Night before last, walking, pacing, 4 rooms worth of floor. It isn't long since she's been gone, but now I need her more. Wise man wrote, what isn't there is what you want to find. So now I'll have to find her so that I won't lose my mind. I've listened to the radio, all the music that is on. But every song they're playing is about a love that's gone. 100,000 miles it seems since yesterday. It hasn't been that long, but fate just lays it on that way. I think that was the sign. I'll be driving through tomorrow just to lose a worried mind. If I reach Colorado, I won't look back where I've been. It seems so long since I have seen her. Where will I begin?"
It could only be from 1969, a gorgeous sound from Dillard and Clark, radio song on A&M Records. Pride about Nina Simone in the morning on RCA. Little quiz, a little riddle for you now. A single, how could a single be riding high on the charts? It was banned by the BBC and then it was withdrawn by the original record label whilst it was at the top of the charts, and then it was re-released this week as a new single where, of course, immediately it was riding high at the top of the charts. Find out what that tune is in the next hour. These are Bread. Amazingly, the B-side, another B-side that's seemingly better than the A-side. You'll certainly know this one. Elektra Records, Shining Like a Beacon. Elektra Records, EKSN 45071 and London Bridge. Of course, with David Gates on the vocals.
"I know the times are hard to bear. It's hard to find someone to really care.
stood within the heart of town, reminding everyone of life behind and life to come. The changes taking place are everywhere. The centuries past have nothing to compare. The stand by the trip and fall, watch the writing on the wall, on the wall.
Praise be to the growling sounds of the Moog synthesizer. This is the A-side of that single, Dismal Day, Bread.
Staring back at me. All in all, I would have to say it's been a rather dismal day. The afternoon was slow in coming. I drug myself outside to face the people that I knew would be there. And though they walked along pretending not to care, behind my back they point blank stare. All in all, I would have to say it's been a rabbit.
Don't really remember Dismal Day as a hit single either, but London Bridge was probably reissued as the A-side eventually on Elektra Records. And now Leslie West on the album, the album was credited to Leslie West, but the single, quite correctly, Mountain, could well have been their first single on Bell Records, Wheels on Fire.
Come to you.
Can't keep saying wow, can I? That's Leslie West, also known as Mountain, and the B-side of the single Wheels on Fire on Bell Records, BLL 1078. All of these innocuous looking singles appeared in local record shops and nobody knew what they were missing out on when they saw them in the bargain bins, 2 and 6 pence each, 10 for a pound. Fortunately, I picked some of those up. I didn't have much else to spend my pocket money on. I've never lost interest in train spotting and my model railways, but they've taken a bit of a back seat for music for some 40 odd, or perhaps 50 odd years now. Let's go to the top of the hour. We will hear the A side of that Mountain single. Yes, that was the B side. We're going to go to the top of the hour with Memphis Underground, Atlantic Records from Herbie Mann.